Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, welcome to another session at the Keynote Club. Do come in. Our head waiter, Joe, will take your coat. He needs one. And Angie, your waitress for tonight, will show you your table and take your money. All of it. So sit down, and the show's about to start. But first band up on the stand is Willie Hunter, and I'm in love with you.
Sleep. Woke up this morning and I couldn't eat. Please, baby, try me one more time. If you don't love me, baby, it ain't no fault of mine. Hey, oh!
Me, baby, I ain't worth a dime. Please, baby, try me one more time. Oh, since you let me, baby, I'm about to lose my mind.
Willie Hunter, and that was on Derby 764 from 1951. I'm in love with you. Well, the next track is a little bit of a mystery. It appears in many discographies as Big Leg Woman by W. King, and it's actually Peg Leg Woman by Ike Turner with Willie King singing.
Mm-hmm. woman I met last night. She's got a wooden leg, she's really all right. A real loving mama gonna keep up on myself. With a woman like this, I don't need nobody else. She haven't been fed. She got a half her dollar inside of her head. She chews the fiber and she dips the stuff. When it comes to loving, she never get enough. A real loving mama gonna keep her by myself. When I look into her face, I could almost break. She could hide behind a student's on it. That's young hate. She's a real loving mama, keep her by myself. With a woman like this, I don't need nobody else.
The Ike Turner Orchestra there with Willie King handling the vocals and Peg Leg Woman. That was on Vita 1-2-3 from 1956. Very unappreciated, I think, Ike Turner. He made a huge contribution to rhythm and blues. Well, let's turn to someone not nearly as well known. This is Left-Handed Charlie. This is a Gold Band recording. It was unissued at the time. I think there is a later issued version of Honeybee, Honeybee.
Thank you.
That was Honey Bee, Honey Bee by Left Handed Charlie, an unissued gold band recording from sometime, I'd guess, in the late 50s. Well, we're turning now to another record that was mislabeled, on the internet anyway. This is, on some places, said to be by Eunice Davis, but it's actually Sarah Dean. Sarah Dean with the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra, and again, it's on Derby 752, and it's Long Lean Daddy.
Long lean daddy, but it's really good to me. Long lean daddy, but it's really good to me. Long lean daddy from the heart of Tennessee. He once was the squarest cat in town. He once was the squarest cat in town. When it comes to loving, he knows how to put it down.
Freddie Mitchell Orchestra and Long Lean Daddy. The country spot this week is occupied by the Willis Brothers. Spotlight on the Willis Brothers. This is a record that was actually quite a hit in 1964. It's on Spartan 41237, and it's Give Me 40 Acres.
He was heading into Boston in a big long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston, he was having lots of luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right down. Shock. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him, through his tears he made this sound. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. He was very, very happy going back to Alabama. When up ahead he saw a sign, said, you are northward bound. He said, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it sign. And he had to make a left turn, but he could not get in line. And the tears were streaming down his cheeks, and they all heard him yell, "Give me 40 sticks of dynamite, I'll hold this thing to give me 40 acres, and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown, but I need 40 acres to turn this rig around."
"Give Me 40 Acres" by the Willis Brothers, who were from Oklahoma. That one I played for all our friendly truckers driving up and down the M1 passing Steel City. Well, now we're going over to the rare record spot. And this track is back from 1930. It's on the legendary Paramount label. It's Paramount 12977. It's a track from Joe Bussard, a very well-known old-time collector. And it's L.V. Thomas and "Come Over to My House."
For the last 6 months, and I could not see. I used to shake the chisel, break the chisel, hang it on the wall, throw it out the window, run and catch it before it falls. Oh no, to my house, ain't nobody here but I'm crying, ain't nobody here but me. Come right on over to my house, cause ain't nobody here but me. I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I could not see. I say you need my thanks for calling you little and cute. I'm gonna buy you a box like too. Come right on over to my house. Ain't nobody here but I'm crying. Ain't nobody here but me. Come round over to my house, cause ain't nobody here but me. I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I could not see. When I was sitting in my car, just a dumb slam. I wasn't too dumb to get a bad so slam. Come round on over to my house, ain't nobody here but I'm crying, ain't nobody here but me. Come round over to my house, cause ain't nobody here but me. I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I could not see. I'm gonna grab me a picket off of my back fence, gonna whip it at the head until you find something. Come right on over to my house, ain't nobody here but I'm crying, ain't nobody here but me. Come right on over to my house, cause ain't nobody here but me. I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I could not see. I cried ashes, ashes, and sand, sand. Every married woman got a back door, man. Oh, no, baby, to my house. Ain't nobody here but I'm crying. Ain't nobody here but me.
L.V. Thomas was believed to be from Palmer's Crossing, Mississippi, and she played guitar. There's another guitar on that record as well that may be Geechee Wiley, who's another great country blues female singer. And that was from 1930 and on Paramount. Well, let's move over now to the jazz spot. I like to play jazz men playing blues, and this is a very good blues man. This is Teddy Bunn, who appears on lots and lots of jazz records throughout the 30s. Very experienced player. This is from 1949, and he has Pony Poindexter on alto, very nice alto, and it's Jackson's Nook, and it's on Selective 114. A Teddy Bunn group and Jackson's Nook. Next up are a couple of tracks by less well-known artists, but very worthy players anyway. The first one is on Northern 3731. It's from 1960, and it's by Mr. Bow.
Yeah.
I'm Leaving This Town by Mr. Bo. And now this next is a track by Billy Garner. It's on Mojo 2171. I think it's a reissue of a 45, A Little Schoolgirl. Little Schoolgirl there by Billy Garner. Well, for the gospel spot this week, I've chosen a 45 on Peacock. This is the Sensational Nightingales, one of the all-time legendary hard gospel groups. Wonderful performers. This is Peacock 51774 from 1957. It's Pressing On, which is what we've got to do.
I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
Yes, I am.
I'm pressing on.
I'm trying to reach
my heavenly home.
I got a few more
tears to shed.
I have a few more. Tell him to show me to the light when my friend tried to pull me down. Oh, pressing on, round but round. I got a, Lord, I'm pressing on.
Pressing on.
Yes, I am.
Trying.
I got a few more. Pressing on. Oh, yeah. I'm trying hard to reach my home. I got a, yeah. You know I'll keep trying.
The Sensational Nightingales and Pressing On. Well, if you've been looking for something highbrow on Radio 4, or you're looking for Shostakovich on Radio 3, I'm sorry, you didn't make it. You've alighted on the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall, and it's 1 hour of blues and rhythm of blues. We're on 93.2 FM and also on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of stuff, then you go onto our website, you'll find my page, and you'll also find podcast, the last, I don't know how many, maybe 90-odd programs in this series of the Keynote Club. So you can download those and listen to them at your leisure. And while you're doing that, I have to leave you for a moment for these special announcements.
Until death do us part.
Gosh, I remember that day like it was yesterday. Jennifer looked so beautiful. I knew I'd love her forever. And then she was driving along a canyon and her brakes went out. Well, I'm moving on now and remarried someone half my age. God, I love banging her. I started my life over with Crimson Executive Spouse Indemnity Services. Life can be uncertain, and you never know when your wife will be tragically taken away. Crimson set me up with a huge life insurance policy on my wife. I can't have her back, but now I have a second home.
I was devastated when I found out my wife was cheating on me, and even more so when she fell underneath the train. I was nowhere near at the time, and my phone records proved it. My life changed forever. I was a real mess for hours. Thankfully, the week before, I'd met with Crimson. Thanks to Crimson, I've had a penile augmentation and am much more confident with women. Thank you, Crimson.
To have a Crimson Planning for the Future kit faxed to you, just dial 1-866-505-CRIM.
You want wet, then get lustrous.
Man, I see this cat all the time. Man, his hair be fly. So I had to grab him. I say, look here, homie. How you get your hair all greasy and fly and shit like that? He told me about Lustrious. I said, well, look here, man, can I borrow some? You see how mine done turned all red and fell out in the back? He gonna look me dead in my eye. It was like, look here, brother, you got to get your own.
Lustrious gives you the juice. Do you want your hair smooth? Make your fro glow wet.
Let your fro glow.
Lustrious hair care products. Yes. Side effects may include coughing, boo-booing, earling, rigor mortis. Enjoy.
Thank you.
while I'm out of breath just listening to that. That was Little Walking Willie and his Swinging Blues Man and Blow Little Willie Blow. That was on Jaguar JA1041 and from 1955. As indeed was this next track, which is a little slowing down. This is Little Bo, Eddie Bocage, who was a piano player from New Orleans. Recorded, of course, by Cosimo Matassa, and it's on Ace 501. So glad. So glad there from Little Bo. Well, now let's have some Zydeco music. And who better than from Queen Ida and her Zydeco band? This was a band that was, for the most of its career, based in San Francisco, and I had the privilege of playing on the same bill as them and watching their show, which was just terrific. This is Queen Ida and Hello Josephine from the album In San Francisco.
Like even
Hello, Josephine from Queen Ida and her Zydeco band. Now we're going to have a track by vocalist Jimmy Nelson. He's accompanied by Johnny Ingram and his Rhythm Czars. This is a Bob Geddings production for Trilon, Trilon 131. And it's The Red Light, Gotta Go!
Baby, your red light's got to go. I saw you boogie on St. Tootle Avenue. I saw you boogie on St. Tootle Avenue. I'll get your boogie if I had to move next to you. Hey, tenor man, blow out that light. Say, tenor man, blow out that light. Please, tenor man, send that chick right. Blow, tenor man, if it takes you all night. Look out, Jack, there goes that light. Blow, blow, blow.
The Red Light, Gotta Go by Jimmy Nelson and Johnny Ingram. Well, it's that part of the program where we play something a little more intellectual, and this time it's called Propane.
Propane.
Can't help feeling I've heard something very similar to that before. Propane by Pinkard and Bowen. Well, after that, what else could we have but Baby Let's Burn?
Come on, baby, let's burn. Come on, baby, let's burn. Well, we're tanning like Titanic, cool like Lake Louise. Well, I got the matches, you get the gasoline. Well, I got the matches, you get the gasoline. Well, if you know what I mean, baby, we gonna burn. Come on, baby, we're gonna set the world on fire. Well, come on, baby, we're gonna set the world on fire. Well, it ain't Judgment Day, but at least we are alive.
That was Jimmy Anderson, who sounds more like Jimmy Reed than Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Anderson was from Baton Rouge, a harmonica player. And Baby Let's Burn, that was, of course, on Excello. And it was Jimmy Anderson and the Joy Jumpers, which I think was his regular band. Well, let's play a classic now. This is a classic 78 from 1946. This is Decca 11001, and it's Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson and Rebecca.
I got a gal lives up on the hill. Well, the boo down with me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, she shine like Klondike gold. Got eyes like diamonds, she shine like Klondike gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. She said twice in the middle and daddy from side to side. Yeah. Get it, daddy, get it. Get your basket and let's go down to the woods. Yeah, Rebecca, get your basket and let's go down to the woods. May not pick no berries, but we'll come back feeling good. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, no. But all right then. What I wrote then, what I wrote then,
wonderful Big Joe Turner and a pyrotechnic display of piano playing from Pete Johnson there on Rebecca. And that's a real finger buster, I can tell you. Okay, let's have another down south track. This is G.L. Crockett, George Crockett, and It's a Man Down There.
Well, now you got me stranded, baby, here on the second floor. You keep telling me, baby, I got to walk out that door. Baby. Girl, I ain't walking out that door. 'Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. I've been knowing you, baby, since you was a child. Since you got up and saw the bright lights, girl, you were running wild. Baby. Girl, I ain't going out that door. 'Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. Well, now you fool me up here, baby. Think it's a crying shame. You got me standing up here, baby. Getting down at your mame. Baby. Girl, I ain't going out that door. 'Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, how do I know? Now we came up here together. You want me to take the blame? I don't wanna stay here, baby. Face that other man. Baby. Girl, I ain't going out that door. 'Cause it's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. It's a man down there. Maybe your man, I don't know. It's a man down there. Maybe your man, how do I know?
Was G.L. George Crockett and It's a Man Down There, and it was on Four Brothers 445. Later than one might expect. That was from 1965. George made only four records, and that was his only hit, but it was a hit, so he didn't do too badly. Well, it's getting time now to wind up the show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and I'll see you soon, and leave you with Lester Williams. I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm so happy I could jump and shout. Yes, I'm so happy I could jump and shout. My baby just showed me what love is all about. She says, come here, daddy, sit down on my knee. She says, come here, daddy, sit down on my knee. Thank you.
as once were friends. I don't need you to tell me I'm wasting my time.
I'm Alfie Bo, and you're